Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening on our program brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Joining us on the line now is the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Shannon Scartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure.
So as we look at your team here over the past couple of weeks, it's been kind of an up-and-down roller coaster, a lot of games in the last couple weeks or so. You got into conference play at the start of the month against Nevada. You had a tournament on that first Saturday of September over at South Central Calhoun. Followed that up, you have a weekday tournament over at Perry last week before having the weekend off and getting ready to dive back into conference play this upcoming week. But overall, just what are some areas that you and the staff have seen in terms of growth and improvement with the team that, you know, when we talked about before, talked about how young of a team this is?
Sure. Yeah, we started this season, man, playing some very good teams. I mean, tough teams that are ranked, teams that have been to state. I mean, we played Roland Story, South Hardin, BCLUW, Nevada, all really great, great teams. And that, you know, we are young, so we're just trying to figure out the best rotations and, you know, the best personnel on the court and getting them to work well together. So it was a tough start to our season, and we're kind of blasted with a ton of games, like you said. And then, you know, as we played in those tournaments, I could see, like, our growth and potential. And a tournament we played, gosh, it was last weekend, Saturday. That was just tough for our girls because it was, you know, the day after we heard Owen had passed. And that was tough for all of us. But the girls, I mean, they really hung together. And I thought, you know, that's where I started to see our potential. We had several games that went to three, and I told them, I was like, we're getting there. We just have to learn how to win. And Thursday night in Perry, they did. We won that tournament, and I was just so proud of them.
And over the course of this regular season, you know, we've seen different players step up for your team so far. Your daughter, Tessa Scartweet, she's the team leader in kills. Aaliyah Erickson, Abby Richardson, and as well as Claire Hewitt have all seen time at setter. You know, Claire kind of a setter, right side attacker, if you will. Sarah Scheller's had her moments this year. And just what has it been trying to build on the moments they've had and tried to build up consistency in those moments that you've seen early on in the season for those girls?
Yeah, that is exactly it, consistency. I mean, we have some great pieces, and I think each night, you know, girls might step up and have a good game, but then it's like we need all of them to have a good game, and I think we saw that at Perry, and one thing I was just really excited to see was just, like, the will to win and, like, learning how to do that and to be consistent in our play, and we've talked about that a lot in practice. We've done some drills in practice with consistency, and it was just fun to see them, you know, get excited to win on Thursday. So, yeah, I feel like we do have some great pieces. We just got to get them to all work together and well at the same time.
And as we take a look at the road ahead, you guys jump back into conference play on Thursday, a road trip to Saydell on Thursday to really dive headfirst into Heart of Iowa conference play. Then next week you got a couple big ones with Grandview Christian on the 23rd, and then you've got, of course, the rivalry matchup at home with Roland Story on the 26th, and even the week after that at West Marshall at PCM. And just looking at this conference-heavy slate coming up the next couple weeks, what's been the message to the girls here this, coming into this week about what lies ahead for this club?
Right. Well, I feel like, you know, I was happy with our wins Thursday, and I feel like that'll give us good momentum going into the conference play. But again, just being consistent no matter who we're playing. I sure hope we play Roland Story tougher this next time around than we did the first time. And I think we will. We have improved a ton over the last couple weeks. So I'm looking forward to that.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at Saydell on Thursday night.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Shannon Scartweet, the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto Webster City. We're talking with CGD coach Jess Nail after the break on 95.7 FM.